Today we're going to continue discussing the subject of treatment from the Basic Principles of the Science of Mind book. And in the last meeting, Jen covered relaxation and recognition. There are 7 steps of treatment in this particular system that is written about in this book. They're no longer used. I did Google 7 steps of treatment, and it's no longer the recommended formula for doing prayer work. However, you know, when part of what we do when we do treatment is we get ourselves into a feeling place. Mm-hmm. And whatever works, in my opinion, just do it. But what do I know? So for example, during my talk, I have a client here, Mr. Junta. And as you can see, he's a brilliant classical guitarist and punster.
Don't put me on a pedestal. I'll fall off and kill myself.
So he's come to me, and he wants treatment for the growth and interest in classical guitar, partly because he loves the instrument and he wants to see more of it played, he wants to go to more performances, but also because he'd like more students as well.
That's accurate. Thank you.
So relaxation and recognition were the first two. Recognition, we know that we're surrounded by an infinite ocean of mind, and he uses the ocean analogy a lot in this chapter, that receives the impression of our words as we say them, and also knowing that what is known in one place is known in all points in the universe. The third one is called relationship, which we call unification in the 5-step treatment. It says that we are permeated with the essence of that one mind. And he says it's just like the biscuit that's put into a cup of water. Wow. I love that analogy. Mm-hmm. And I'll talk about that a little more in a bit. Then there's something called reasoning, where we reason away doubts. This is called denials. Then there's realization, when we know the truth about somebody or a situation. And that's really the affirmative part of the treatment. The release, when we release the truth that we have just treated for into the infinite ocean of the mind. And lastly, rejoicing, when we give thanks, because we know whatever we have treated for has to come to us. So when we talk about relationship or unification, we begin to seek union with the infinite because, you know, that's part of what gives us the ability to treat and know that it'll work. It's because we have unified ourselves with that source. So in this book, he quotes Rufus Jones, who says that there's actually a double search. The original search is the infinite searching for union with man and our response. And the second search is man's response to the inner nudging that search produces. So in other words, it's as though we develop a spiritual hunger, but it's, you know, you have to understand that hunger comes from the infinite drawing us in. So that atmosphere, as he calls it, which is part of the body of God, presses in personally and equally upon all of us. And as we know, God is all there is. And the law of attraction works for all of us. And it's not personal. It doesn't work any differently for David than it works for me, or Brian, or anybody in this room, or any place. For instance, prosperity flows equally and impersonally throughout the universe. But the people that are actually prosperous are the ones whose consciousness is a match to it. So, now this stream, because it's impersonal, can bring illness to some and health to another, depending upon their level of consciousness. So here's what he says, and this is really interesting because it's going to help us with our exercise after the break. When a man understands this, he will no longer rail against God for the damage done by tornado, earthquake, and hurricane, which are the result of natural law and which have an ultimate stabilizing effect in the structure and operation of the physical universe. A reasoning man adjusts to meteorological violence either by not settling in certain areas or by making provision for it. God doesn't force him to live there any more than he forces him to build his house on a sand dune. If God would set aside the impersonal laws of the universe to save me from being injured by these laws, the whole universe would collapse in ruin and in debris. It's our business as individuals to discover the laws that govern the universe and to adjust our thinking to them. And the words I have just read you are kind of at the heart of a debate a lot of people have. You know, for instance, why did 9/11 happen? Or in my own case, why did we have a shooting at the Navy Yard where several people were killed? You know, that sort of thing. Just, it couldn't possibly have anything to do with my level of consciousness, but it all does in the end. So when we get back to spiritual hunger, think back on the biscuit analogy. So if I take a biscuit and I toss it in the water, it, you know, I could probably retrieve it in a second or so and be able to eat it. But if I leave it there in the water, it's going to permeate it. It's going to become part of the water. And that's just like us. The more we become permeated in that ocean, the more we become imbued with those qualities of God.
Soggy biscuits.
Don't you love it?
Say that again.
Soggy biscuits.
It's a great analogy. It does, but that's what he talks about in here. Mm-hmm. So basically, in this step of treatment, we are drawing upon those powers that are available to us that have saturated us. And this is not within itself, but within whom he is in relationship. In other words, the universe or the ocean. Mm-hmm. So we want to become like soggy biscuits. But if our relationship with that ocean is a negative one, that's what we end up manifesting, as you know. So that's it for the what we call the unification step. Then there's reasoning, which is denials. And that's when I first heard about denials when I was studying treatment, I thought it was a little strange. But you have to remember that when I'm doing treatment, or when Connie or anybody else is doing treatment, what we're really working with is to heal our own minds of any perception. And so, for instance, in the case of my client, Mr. Junta, I need to work on my own beliefs about lack of interest in classical guitar performance. And so I might say to myself, I might work on my own belief system in saying that I've heard many classical guitar concerts. I have seen large audiences at those concerts. I frequently hear classical guitar music performed when I'm walking along the street in a shopping center. It's pervasive. It's everywhere. It's enjoyed. And I just keep working on that. It's not the same as a denial, but it's my way of dealing with my own beliefs. So, and the reason we do that is sometimes the opposite thought will come up. If I'm going to be treating for Mr. Junta for the increase in performance of an appreciation of classical guitar, one of the first thoughts I'm going to have is they don't attract audiences. They just don't. And that's what has to be healed. And that, according to Holmes, this is the reason for using denials, is to be able to work with my own thoughts about this. And this may seem a little strange because you think, oh, all the healing's going to be done in John. But the truth is it's in my mind. And if you're doing treatment, you need to heal yourself of your own beliefs if you're treating for another person or if you're treating for yourself. So that's a good reason not to watch a lot of news. Right. And remember that a constructive thought is 10,000 times more powerful than a destructive thought. Now, would Abraham Hicks say that that's a true statement, or would they give you millions?
Oh, Well, what they say is that one who is connected is more powerful than millions who are not. So it's not so much about the power of the thought, but the power of the individual having that.
Okay. So we continue on that step, according to the formula in the book, until our inner doubts are taken care of. And I think in general, that's a pretty good practice to work, you know, to understand where my limitations are in terms of my own beliefs and to work on those. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to kind of gloss over the other three because they're really already parts of treatment that we work with. The realization, we start doing that, which is the affirmative statement. That would be, I know that John is enjoying a revival of the classical guitar and performance, and I know that he is much in demand as a teacher and a performer. I know that we have a lot of guest artists that come through the Washington area, and there are ample opportunities to hear an audience, for audiences to hear gifted performers. And I would go on like that, my affirmative statements. And I would keep going until I, myself in my own mind, was totally convinced that I was going to walk out of here and probably hear a classical guitar in the lobby of the building. So then the next step they have is release. And so when you feel you're complete and you're just totally convinced of the truth that you've just been declaring, then you release that picture into the ocean or the infinite mind, and that is always, as you know, the law is always at work, and it will receive our thoughts. So I would say I release my word into the law, and I know it is done. But the last step is rejoicing, which is to give thanks for the completion of this thing that we've been treating for. And because we believe by the time we get to the end of a treatment, we're so convinced and we have that sense that it is done that we give thanks for it. So I would give thanks for the wondrous manifestations of the classical guitar performance revival. I give thanks for the large number of students that are calling John for lessons. And I would just kind of end it there. Now, when we do a classical five-step treatment, we put the rejoicing or the thanksgiving, as we call it now, before the release. So in other words, we give thanks and then we release it into the law. So there's a little bit of difference, but in the end, you know, when we do treatment, sometimes we take steps and we you know, if we need to go back to step two, to unification, to just feeling my oneness, if I'm in the middle of a realization and or the affirmations, and I realize I'm not all the way there yet, I may need to go back. So, you know, understand that what I'm giving you is kind of a framework for getting yourself into the feeling place to do effective treatment, because that is one of our primary tools and as religious scientists. So I'm going to give you some practical tips when you're doing treatment. So we always use the third person when we're doing the realization or the affirmations. So I would say John is enjoying a large number of new students. He is finding that his own skills are increasing. As he teaches more, he becomes a greater and greater musician. He reaches more and more people with his loving guitar music. He reaches more and more people with his healing thoughts. He is so in love with his life. And so we just talk about John as though he's not right in front of us, but remember, we're speaking to ourselves when we do a treatment. So there's this great quote from a woman named Dr. Reverend Thetura Popke, who said, "Dear, I never see a sick person." So we may see something we don't like the evidence that nobody ever shows up at certain concerts. But Do we focus it on that, which is really adding fuel to a fire, or do we find a fire extinguisher with our thoughts? I love that too. So here's I found a great quote in the Science of Mind textbook. We should never say, here is a patient whom I must heal, for if you think of him from this viewpoint, how will you ever heal him? If you mentally see a sick man, he will remain mentally sick. We cannot heal successfully while we recognize sickness as a reality to the spirit. So that's why I now see you with new eyes, John. I can see you having more students and enjoying your newly renewed career as a teacher.
You feel the appropriate emotions in place.
You feel it.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's a good outcome mm-hmm. for a treatment. So when we're doing treatment, we're not going to beg. We're not going to be entreating this out there God, because we've unified ourselves with that ocean, the great ocean. So if we start begging, like, oh, I've got to have more music in my life, then what we've done is we've stepped outside that belief and we've forgotten who we are. We need to speak with authority, because we know we're using the law of attraction for very definite purposes. We're not being mushy about it. I've been very specific in certain things that I've asked for, treated for John. And it's analogous to being in a restaurant. When I place an order and I say, I would like a plate of hummus, the waiter isn't gonna argue with me, assuming they've got hummus on the menu. He just brings us the food, and that's the way it should work, and that's the way treatment works. We should expect results, and it may be a surprise if you're new to treatment that it actually works, that you start getting results, but it would actually be more amazing if you got no results at all. So as you do more and more a treatment, you should expect those results, and you should start with a feeling of anticipation. So it's worthwhile picking areas in your life to start treating for and anticipating outstanding and amazing results. One thing I have found helpful is to pray with others on a regular basis. I have a prayer partner now for 2.5 years, and she is she's an interfaith minister, and she works in a center up in Wilmington, Delaware. We've only met once, but we meet once a week and we talk, or we email and we treat for one another, and we've seen a lot of changes. It's amazing how it works. And the nice thing about treating for each other on a regular basis is that now she'll call me sometimes and she'll say, you know, I think you're the only person that's going to understand what I have to say right now. So it's a very special relationship, but it does help to build your faith, to know that there's somebody else out there who has your back and is praying for you on a regular basis. And last but not least, we should never hold thoughts. And what I mean by that is, if you've ever been in a situation when somebody says, John, I'm gonna hold the thought that you're a great guitar teacher, then in effect, what we're doing is we're stopping a treatment midway. We stopped at the realization part. I've affirmed that he's a great teacher, but I forgot to give thanks and to release it. And so I need to make sure I'm not telling people I'm holding them in thoughts. We can choose to hold on to a desired outcome, or hold the situation in knowing that love and divine action, right action, prevail, which always happens. So, I did bring along a little quote from the book. Is that everybody enjoying this book? Is anybody reading it?
I haven't yet. I should get it. This overlaps with with a lot of the very sound teachings of other belief systems.
Yes.
Not to diminish the importance of this work.
Right.
But it can be corroborated with other experiences very, very well.
And that's the essence of religious sciences. It's not meant to overtake any other religious practices that you may have. If, for instance, I am a fundamentalist, a Baptist, there's nothing that says I can't be a practicing Baptist and at the same time doing treatment. Mm-hmm. It works. Mm-hmm. So here we go. This is for all of you. I understand that I am one with all the constructive forces of the universe and that all the harmonious currents of life are drawn to me and operate through me. I have established a right relationship to infinite mind. I am surrounded by perfect understanding this day as I make contacts with other persons. All my domestic, social, and occupational relationships are marked by infinite harmony. I have mentally established a right relation to others. My body reflects this understanding. Each tiny pinpoint experiences harmony within itself and with the surrounding cells. All the parts harmoniously cooperate with one another to the end that health is my experience. Health, happiness, and a sense of extreme well-being come from my understanding of my relationship to the constructive forces of the universe. And so it is.
So it is.
All right, be a biscuit.
Soggy biscuit.
Soggy biscuit.
Thank you.